Already, the Antichrist forces are gathering to plan the next assassination attempt upon Pope John Paul II. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshine.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 24, verses 3 through 14, quote, "And as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately, saying, 'Tell us when these things are to happen, and what will be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world?' And in answer, Jesus said to them, 'Take care that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray. For you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Take care that you do not be alarmed, for these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be pestilence and famines and earthquakes in various places. But all of these things are the beginnings of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to the tribulation and will put you to death. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and will betray one another and will hate one another. And many false prophets will arise and will lead many astray. And because iniquity will abound, the charity of many will grow cold. But whoever perseveres to the end, he shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a witness to all nations, and then will come the end." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecy from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on March 18, 1983. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Our Lady is turning now. She was turning to her right, and she's turning now to the center. And they're moving a bit. Jesus is floating. He means to be walking, but he doesn't walk. He doesn't have to. He just floats right across the sky. And he's now moving farther over so that Our Lady can get just above her statue. She's about 10 to 15 feet now above the statue. Now Our Lady is making the sign of the cross to her left. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is placing her finger to her lips, which means to listen. My child and my children, and especially my child, you, Veronica, have been brought here to the sacred grounds this evening for a reason. I did not mean to test you, my child, in such a manner, since you have been a victim soul for the world's sins. For those who receive much, much is expected of them. Therefore, my child, do not become depressed nor question any of the motives of heaven. As you will observe, my child, having more time to rest and to meditate. The world has progressed farther back into darkness. I have wandered throughout the world crying to my children, and my tears fall upon you, for as I have cried for obedience to your eternal Father in heaven, and also to our Pope, our poor vicar, who suffers much at the hands of the enemies of your God. You must pray for your bishops. You must pray for all the clergy. And especially, you must stand behind your vicar, Pope John Paul II, because there will be another attempt upon his life. My child, that is why, principally, that I brought you here this evening, so that this message must go out to the world. Already, the vermin are gathering to plan the next assassination attempt upon your holy vicar. You must pray for him. Do much penance. Make many sacrifices. That is the only gauge you have to save his earthly life. Now the sky, Our Lady is pointing, and the sky is opening up around her, and I feel like I'm being transported to a gathering. There's a very large gathering of people. I don't believe it's Rome because I cannot see any building that is in Italy that I recognize. No, this is a fine land. And I see the Holy Father, he's riding in a car. But this car has no protection. I have asked my child, you, to get word to the eternal, Father. Prayer is not enough. You must write now, my child. Write and write again, and tell him he must not venture outside of Rome until next year. I see a large gathering of people, and I see a man. He's dressed as a cleric, a clergy. He has in his left hand a knife. It's a long knife. No, it's like a saber. I don't know. He's pulling it out of his pants. It seems to be in his pants leg near his belt, and it's very long. And he's pulling it out with his left hand and starting to raise it. And with his right hand, he has a revolver, a small gun, not a shotgun, a small gun. And he's screaming. And everything has become silent about him with the screams, "Death to the Pope! Death to the Pope!" And then people are frozen in shock. They don't jump on him. Jump on him! Get them! Stop them! But now it's becoming black, a somber blackness upon the sky, and I can't see the people anymore. Yes, my child, you have now received a most explicit picture of the actions being planned by the enemies of God. Oh, my child, I have often asked your bishops and all clergy to consecrate Russia to my Immaculate Heart. And have they done this to date? No, my child. They fear more. I say, they fear more. The rebuttal from the clergy. Now I see the same man. The sky is opening up, and we're back again to the same place. And I see a man jumping forward and grabbing this man dressed as a clergy about his neck. And he turns and he stabs this poor soul. Our Lady now is touching her lips. Repeat, my child, after me. Unless you pray for your vicar, Pope John Paul II, he will be removed from among you. And if this takes place, there will be far worse sacrilege committed in the city of Rome and the parishes throughout the world. Up to this time, my child and my children, you know full well that the wishes and the directives from Rome, from the Eternal Father in Heaven, through Pope John Paul II, they have been cast aside, each and every individual, going his own way and making my son's house a shambles.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. We have discovered an extraordinary book titled Eucharistic Miracles. In the Bible at the Last Supper, our Lord said, "This is my body and this is my blood." On numerous occasions in the history of the Roman Catholic Church, God has seen fit to offer miraculous, visible proof of the Catholic teaching that at the sacred words of consecration and the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the bread and wine upon the altar are truly changed into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Joan Cruz's book, Eucharistic Miracles, recounts 36 such major Eucharistic miracles in the history of the Roman Catholic Church. The events told here cover a wide historical gamut, the first miracle described being in Lanciano, Italy in the 8th century, and the last in Bavaria in 1970. The author details the official investigations made into these remarkable events, and in many cases tells where the miraculous hosts of blood can still be seen and venerated today. This extraordinary book, titled Eucharistic Miracles, costs $13 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. In this book, on page 3, it tells a story in Lanciano, Italy, where the host changed into flesh of a human heart, and it can be seen to this very day. Order this miraculous book today. Send $13 plus $4.50 shipping and handling to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. In the past week, the holy hours increased by 156 holy hours before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament, for a grand total of 33,046 holy hours pledged in the next year. If you will pledge to do one or more holy hours each week before our Lord in the Most Blessed Sacrament for a year, write us here at These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331, and we'll include your holy hours in the total next week. I ask that you pray that Our Lady of the Roses will be the greatest apparition that has ever occurred in the history of the world. Also, I ask that at your holy hours that you pray that we will have many generous donors to support Our Lady of the Roses prophecy on this program, These Last Days. We are very excited to tell you that we have a personal computer compact disc with all of the messages given by our Lord and our Lady from 1970 to 1994, along with the Douay Rheims Bible. Included is software that will do an instantaneous word search through the Bayside Prophecies or the Bible. We have had many requests for this, and now it is finally available. This is a fantastic way to search the messages and the Bible on a given topic, such as earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, comets, asteroids, UFOs, AIDS, tests to babies, homosexuality, war, and much more. This CD for personal computers costs $49.95. plus $6 shipping and handling. You may order it today for you may want to order it for a family member or relative that has a computer with Microsoft Windows. Order it today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. We also need your urgent financial support to help us continue Our Lady of the Roses messages on this station. Send the largest gift you can today to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Our Lady talked of a miraculous spring at Bayside, New York, and it will be called the Lourdes of America. On May 17, 1986, Our Lady said, quote, "Yes, my child, I am going about the world appearing in various places, and I have reason for all. One day, my child, the waters will come up at Bayside, and I will appear over the old church building. Your bishop then cannot deny my appearances," unquote. Let us all pray that this miraculous spring will erupt very soon at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. These Last Days Ministry is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have the Prophecies of Our Lady, Miraculous Pictures, Directives, this radio program, and much more. Visit us at www.tldm.org. Tell your family and friends about it. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on March 18, 1983. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Now, Our Lady is pointing to her right. And high up in the sky is opening up. Oh, I recognize it. Now I'm standing in the square in Rome. I can see St. Peter's. But now I see blood running down St. Peter's and into the square there. And it's dividing the church in half. That, my child, is symbolism of what is to be. When Pope John Paul II is removed, the church shall be divided among itself. United, it will stand. Divided, it will fall. My child, many times I have heard you calling to me in supplication for your leaders of your country and the leaders of all nations throughout the world. What can we say of them at this time? That very few have received the grace to turn back from their ways to have offended the Eternal Father. And we have now reached the point in history, the end days, and soon the great chastisement will be set upon your country and every nation that has succumbed to Satan. My child, there is much to be done before the warning and then the great chastisement. In between this shall come forth the Third World War. You will see carnage and killings and blood running in your streets, my children. For a nation that has received much, this nation, the United States of America, has become depraved through its medias, the newspapers, the motion pictures, the televisions, all agents of hell and of Satan. My son's teachings have been removed from the schools. Only those that call themselves Catholic shall receive if but a glimmer of light of the true faith. There are many nations now that promote the greatest of sacrileges through their medias and their permissiveness. They have brought forth Satanism, the worship of Satan the adversary, to the debauchery of young children.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on March 18, 1983. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Bayside, from Veronica Lucas, former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony is a videotape and reads as follows. I was formerly a member of the Episcopalian Church, a Protestant, and then I heard of Our Lady of the Roses through a message given to my niece, which I believed in right away because I was always interested in prophecy. And I saw that Our Lady's words, her messages, were true because it kind of tied in with everything I've always read in the Bible and other prophecies. And I believed it right away. And then I started coming here. And not long after, I read another message where Our Lady told a former Protestant that if he wanted his prayers answered, that he should become a Catholic. And I took that as a sign for me that I too should become a Catholic. And I started taking instructions, myself and my daughter, and we both were baptized a half a year later. I had been living away from my practice of religion. I didn't go to church on Sundays. I just read the papers, took it easy, and since then my life has changed completely. I now go to church every day. I receive the sacraments, Holy Communion, every day. I go to confession as often as I can. I say the rosary as many times as I can each day, both me and my daughter, and we try to be as good Catholics as possible. And that is not the only graces that we've received. We also were fortunate to have other members of our family converted to Catholicism. I have two nieces and their families, and also my mother converted to Catholicism. And she just passed away in the grace of God. And that is a great consolation to me. I am very grateful to our Holy Mother, to our Lord, for all the graces that they've given me. And I thank Veronica also for taking on a great task of saving souls in this day and age when everything is so bad in the world. And I also thank God the Father, of course, for everything. And that's the end of the videotape. Now I have another party here, and this party's from Ecuador. My name is Elizabeth Diaz. I've been coming to this vigil for 17 years. Through a friend, I have been coming to the vigils. I have been converted as well as my friends who have been receiving the messages through me. At home, I had the grace of an aunt being cured. She had been suffering for a long time because she had lifted a heavy object. Our Lady gave us a miracle with her presence because I brought my aunt rose petals, scapulars, and rosaries. I gave my aunt the rosary that Veronica gave me on one of the anniversaries of Our Lady of the Roses. My aunt took it and put it in her pocket, in her gown. She fell asleep and forgot to take it out. When she woke up in the morning, something was bothering her in her back. She noticed it was the rosary of Our Lady. After she woke up, she found that the pain in her back disappeared. The mystery was that the rosary, instead of being in her pocket, was on her back. It traveled. The next day, my aunt said, "The Blessed Mother gave me a miracle. My aunt asked me to teach her how to pray the rosary because she didn't know how to pray. I said, fine, I'm going to teach you how to pray, and you're going to pray because the Blessed Mother gave you the miracle to be cured." Now she believes, and now she prays the rosary. Before that, she used to laugh when I used to pray. That's one of the miracles that Our Lady gave to my family. I brought the videotape to Our Lady of Our Lady of the Roses, that's in Spanish, to the church. It was a great miracle because everyone fell on their knees and started to pray the rosary. One of the ladies was cured through the rose petal of Our Lady of the Roses. The rest of the people are sending letters and they're asking for rose petals and rosaries. They are very sure that the Blessed Mother is giving them the graces to go ahead and follow her son. The same thing happened when I took the videotape to another town. They all accepted it and they were very happy. They all gathered the rose petals and the rosaries that I brought them. They all accepted the messages. They are very happy and they all are telling all their friends and followings that Our Lady is telling them in the messages. They all ask that we keep them in their prayers, as well as the parish of Mary of Paradise, Guayaquil, Ecuador, and they send their blessings to us all. And then that is the end of that testimony. And that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331.